Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Before we get underway, just a quick reminder for you to subscribe not only to this channel and my backup channel, which is Living Swell with Peggy Hall, but you can also get on my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. That way we can stay in touch if this channel ever goes down. From time to time, I do like to air what I call a top hit. A top hit is a video that I aired previously that has content that I believe is so important, so compelling that I would like you to see it again and to share the video with others. So without further ado, please enjoy a top hit.
I think it is Christian persecution year. I think it is the proclamation of 2020 and 2021 and probably 2022, 2023, maybe as far as we can see into the future, it is going to be Christian Religious Persecution Month. I know that. I know because I'm being persecuted. Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall here from thehealthyamerican.org. Today is a special day in Orange County, California. I'm going to share why that is in just a moment. And I know it's a special day because it was declared to be so by a resolution by our very own Board of Supervisors. Let me tell you all about what's going on in Orange County today. There was a Board of Supervisors meeting, which I did not attend because I have actual work to do that is productive work. In fact, I'm working on my lawsuit to sue this Board of Supervisors for all of the various laws that they are violating. And I have several videos in my playlist called Board of Supervisors, and I hope you will watch those to learn what's going on. So let me share my screen with you and we will take a look and we will hop right on over here. Let's take a look, shall we, at the Orange County Board of Supervisors agenda revision and supplemental. So this is what they sneak in at the last minute after they have already published the actual agenda. This is the supplemental agenda. Are you ready? You're probably seeing it. This morning, August 24th, 2021, Vice Chairman Chafee, try to say that, will be presenting a resolution proclaiming August 2021 as Muslim American Appreciation and Awareness Month. Now, some of you may not know that I actually lived in a Muslim country for about 5 years. I lived in Morocco. I was an English teacher, and later I worked for a large American company called Procter & Gamble, but mainly I was an English teacher. I also worked for the American Language Center. I speak Arabic. I'm fluent in Arabic. I have a master's degree in international relations with an emphasis in Arab affairs. My background is in political science. I've studied the Arab world. I am not Muslim. I am Christian, but I'm very well versed in the Muslim culture and politics and all of that. So this is of particular interest to me. And I'll tell you why, because not only is it American Muslim Appreciation and Awareness Month, but it is Christian Persecution Month. In fact, I think it is Christian Persecution Year. I think it is the proclamation of 2020 and 2021, and probably 2022, 2023, maybe as far as we can see into the future, it is going to be Christian Religious Persecution Month. I know that. I know because I'm being persecuted. I am being told to veil my face like my Muslim friends. And no, it does not say in the Quran that you have to veil your face, but it does say in the Bible, in the second book of Corinthians 3:18, we are supposed to stand before the Lord with our face unveiled. And it says several times in the Bible that we are not supposed to hide our face from God, because that gives the idea that we are hiding in shame. And in fact, in the Bible, it speaks of women who veil their faces or hide their faces, that they are the harlots, the prostitutes. So it's very interesting to me, this dichotomy of the religious, the American Muslim Appreciation Month, and then the Christian persecution of Christians, like forever. And it's actually accelerating. And I know that because many of you are applying for religious exemptions from a Christian point of view, and you're being told that you have to give evidence and you have to have some kind of doctrine signed and approved by your church. And you don't have to, because your church is not seeking the exemption. You are. And your exemption is based on your individually held sincerely held beliefs, not the church, not the Pope, and not any spiritual leader. Yes, my husband, Pastor David, would be happy to counsel you on the laws and give you some of his suggestions on the phrasing and all of that. And I have all sorts of free information at thehealthyamerican.org. But what I would like to do is I want to show you what the federal government has to say about this American Muslim Appreciation Month. So we'll hop on over there and let's take a look, shall we, at the federal government. So here we go. June 29th, 2021. And this is what I think is really interesting. First of all, this is very difficult to read because the print is so light. And I don't know if they're doing that on purpose or what, but it's very not very easy on the eyes. All right. So it says freedom of religion holds the distinction of being a cherished right and fundamental value upon which the law and ethics of the United States are based. Now, this is what you could put in your religious exemption letter. I think that would be a good thing to add. Or is there something that I think they might have left something out, except if you're Christian. I think that's what they forgot to put. Okay, civil rights groups, continues to be an increase in vandalism and bullying, blah, blah, blah. Okay, this is, the state of California. I am mistaken. It is not the federal government. It is the state of California, which is good for me because I live in California. So it says that the state of California takes great pride in supporting individual religious freedoms, except if you live in the city of Aliso Viejo, because they are persecuting me for my religious beliefs. They think that I have to cover my face like a Muslim woman as I'm walking outside in order to go to the outdoor swimming pool. So I think the city of Aliso Viejo needs to read up on this proclamation from the county of Orange and from the state of California. Oh, maybe it would have been better if I was an American Muslim. Maybe then my religious views would be protected. Oh, silly me. Silly me. I forgot that Christian views are not protected. All right. And it goes on and on about the American Muslim community. And I'm sure it's awesome. I probably have friends in that community. Nothing whatsoever against the Muslims. But why is it against the Christians? Why are the Christians being persecuted? That's my question. All right. So on and on. The first all-women mosque. That would not be discriminatory, would it? No. Could you imagine if there was a church only for women? Maybe there is. A church, we'll just leave that one there. Blah, 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 blah. There's prominent Muslim figures. A Muslim psychologist founded a community-based organization. There's a comedian is educating viewers by highlighting complicated subjects through the lens of humor. Is that still legal? I thought humor was no longer legal. All right. And it goes on and on and on about all these awesome, wonderful, amazing Muslim Americans. Of course, Berkeley's going to be mentioned. Oakland's going to be mentioned. And it is appropriate to acknowledge and promote awareness of the myriad invaluable contributions of Muslim Americans. And here's what the part I like, and to extend them the respect and camaraderie that every American deserves. That's my favorite part of this. Yes. Every American deserves respect, even those of us that are not going to participate in the Muslim practice of veiling our face should get that respect extended, especially because it says that the freedom of religion holds the distinction of being a cherished right and fundamental value upon which the law and ethics of the United States are based. What say you? Now, as we go on, I would actually like to show you let's take a look, shall we, at some of these Muslim Americans and how they are integrating into the United States. And let's take a look. Okay, well, I just did kind of a search online. So here's this one. And let's take a look at this one. Oh, that's going to be for another day. Okay, taking their selfie. Not quite, I guess, they want to have a selfie. And there we go. Oh, there you go. taking the selfie. That one really reminds me of this one. Huh. Which are the Muslim Americans, you guys? Can you help me here? I'm getting a little bit confused. So we've got the selfie and we've got the selfie. Uh-huh. Okay. So this is 2021 and we're having the proclamation of all the accomplishments of the Muslims. I don't know. Is that Muslim or not? I can't tell anymore. How about you? I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, no. That would be like a triple no, 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 and no. Can I say no? Is no illegal? Am I going to be censored here? This would be another double no, N-O double no. No, that's like a big N-O. And are there any Y-E-S's? Are there any Y-E-S's? That would be a no, an N-O for the wedding. No. God says you are unique, special, lovely, precious, strong, chosen, and forgiven, and apparently fearful. I think they forgot to put the word fearful on that one. Uh-huh. What say you? I normally don't show these pictures because they should have come with a vomit warning. I am getting a little sick to my stomach. What is this? Can you go into a bank like that? Do you think you can go into a bank like that? Yeah, my bank says you have to put on the scam, but you have to take off your sunglasses and your hoodie and any hats. Luckily, my bank doesn't actually make me do that. So I've never done it and I never will. So that would be a big N-O. Let's take a look. Oh, you know, what does that make you think of? Did you guys see those pictures early on Facebook and stuff where it showed, how should I put this, African-Americans prior to the Civil War when they would work for people that didn't pay them? Can I say those words in public? This is what that image reminds me of. Is that just me? Is that, I don't know, call me on it if I'm being insensitive. No, big N-O. No, I think we'll just end on this one for today because that's about all I can stomach. So what do you think about this one? Do you think they'd let me in Costco if I told them it was a Batula Gulf Women's Modest M-A-S-K? Would they let me in Costco with that? How about Trader Joe's? The courtroom, the bank, would you do it? No. So special day today, celebrating the American Muslim Appreciation Day at the same time, the very same time as the Christian Religious Persecution Day, week, month, year, century. So buckle up because it is a spiritual battle. God put you on the front lines as he did me. I am on the record to say I'm marching this all the way to heaven. I probably will get a lot of interesting comments and a why not. Is freedom of thinking still allowed? I'm not sure. I probably should end it there before I get myself into any other little treacherous seas. And thank you for helping me celebrate these very important days in history.